Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. So glad that you tuned in. I want to talk about the motto of my ministry, touching lives, saving souls. So important. I want to share with you from Romans chapter 10. If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For a man believes with his heart and is justified, he confesses with his lips and is saved. I heard about a priest in Missouri. He had a very short homily. He stood up in front of the congregation, and it was a packed church, and he simply asked a question. And what he said was, "Are you going to hell?" Then he sat down, could have heard a pin drop. And after a while of silence, some people started to weep. It was a very moving sermon. And he only asked that one question, "Are you going to hell?" Many people aren't quite sure where they're going. Whether they're going to heaven or hell or somewhere in between, they're not quite sure. I remember I was walking down the street one day. This man comes up to me with a gospel tract. And he says, "Are you saved?" And I took it and I said, "Well, yes, I am. Thank you very much." And I was glad that he was out there working for the kingdom, trying to do the best they can. If you were to receive that tract, and if that man were to come up to you and say, "Are you saved?" what would you say? A lot of people don't know the answer to that question. They're not quite sure. I know that's kind of an awkward social situation when somebody asks you a question like that. But the truth remains, are you saved or not? That's an important question that the Bible asks us all over the place. I wanted to share with you what a woman told me. She's a friend of mine, used to work in my ministry, and she sees this billboard. She was riding in the car, and the billboard said, "Where will you spend eternity?" And she said that she was very afraid because she wasn't sure what the answer to that was. She grew up Catholic, but she wasn't sure. And it led to her being very afraid as she thought about it. Where will you spend eternity? Then about 10 years later, when she was a young woman, she was in a woman's Bible study. And she heard on a tape they were listening to the statement, "Salvation is a free gift, and there is nothing that you can do to earn it." Salvation is a free gift. There's nothing that you can do to earn it. And she said to the leader, "Stop that tape. Rewind it. I need to hear that again." And she listened to that phrase, "Salvation's a free gift. There's nothing that you can do to earn it." And she said, at that moment, she had assurance. She realized that Jesus had come for her personally. And she developed a personal relationship with Jesus. Now she knows she's saved. Heard about this philosophy professor at Boston College. His name is Dr. Peter Kreeft. He would introduce his class. The freshman class would come in for philosophy. He'd introduce the class with a question. He said, "If you were to die today and go face to face with God in heaven, and God were to say to you, 'Why should I let you into heaven?' what would you say?" These are very important questions. And he said he got some very interesting responses from this college-level Catholic philosophy class. Some of them said, "Well, God would let me into heaven because I'm a nice person, or I'm a good person and always want to help people." And Dr. Kreeft said he was shocked at those answers, that the most important question that our religion offers, how do we get to heaven, that these university students didn't know the answer to. None of them said that they would get to heaven because of what we celebrate at Mass, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Salvation is a free gift. And it comes through the passion of Christ. It doesn't come by our earning it, or our being good enough, or being, quote, nice, as the culture tells us. I'm a good person, I don't hurt anybody. That's the gospel of this culture. The gospel that I am schooled in and that has saved me is the gospel from the Bible. It talks about Jesus came, and by the way, the word Jesus means God saves. Same word in the Greek as heals. He heals us from death. He saves us for eternal life. And I want all of you, my viewers, to know that you're on the way to heaven, to simply believe that Jesus is your Lord and confess out of your lips that Jesus is Lord. Believe that God raised him from the dead. And as you heard in the scriptures, you will be saved. In the Catholic Church, we believe in salvation, and I'll explain that more. Many denominations think that the Catholics don't know that they can be saved, but we believe that we are saved, we're being saved, and we will be saved. And by the way, all three of those phrases are right from the Bible. We are saved, we're being saved, and we will be saved. We're being saved, that means that God is working in us justification, salvation, sanctification, and we will be saved at our resurrection is the final salvation. But we've come to Christ, and I've experienced this myself. We've given our lives to Jesus. He is the Lord of our life, and we know salvation. What is salvation? Well, first of all, I need to tell you that 1 Timothy 2:4 tells us that it's God's will for all people to be saved. The reason why the earth is still in existence and hasn't been destroyed because of all the wickedness on it is because God is patient. And 1 Peter is telling us that God is patient because he wills all to come to salvation. He hasn't stopped everything and he hasn't destroyed the earth because he wants this great harvest. And John tells us in the book of Revelation about the throngs that will stand before the throne of God, clothed in white, and they were washed in the blood of the Lamb. And that's how they were able to stand justified before God, because of the death of Jesus on the cross. The Bible talks about salvation being God's will. You must understand that it's not some nebulous peripheral statement of the scriptures. This is the reason that Jesus came. Fulton Sheen said that Jesus was the only person ever born to die. Think about that. He had a mission in life, and his mission was to give his life on the cross. That's why I became a passionist, to meditate on that mystery and proclaim salvation to all people. Amy Grant sings a song, Saved by Love. I love that. She sings over and over again that we've been saved by love. That's the reason Jesus was sent into the world, because God so loved the world, so loved you and me, is so in love with us that he sent even his only begotten beloved Son to suffer and die on the cross for us. I remember I led a pilgrimage over to Israel, probably had about 30 people with me. We went into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. That's the perennial place, the traditional place where Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead. They have both sites within that church. That was built by Constantine, the emperor, back in the year 300s. So it's one of the oldest churches in the Holy Land. And in that church, I remember we brought those people some 5,000 miles, and I showed them Galilee, where I studied, and Jerusalem, and Bethlehem, and Samaria, and all these different places, Jericho. But at this mass that we had, right there at the Holy Sepulchre, right where Jesus was crucified, I led everybody in a prayer of salvation. I said, we've come 5,000 miles, and it wasn't to look at rocks, and it wasn't just to have some kind of a journey, a vacation. I want to make sure by the time you go home that you know that you're on the way to heaven.
I believe that God wants us to know that we're going to heaven. I believe that you can experience the power of the Holy Spirit so that you know where you're going. And I'm not bringing you over here to the Holy Land without you knowing, without you believing in the significance of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that you can walk as a Catholic Christian with your head held high, knowing where you're going.
That's what our faith is all about. Christianity is not a, quote, ritualistic religion just to have something to do. It's all about salvation. It's all about going to heaven. That shouldn't be hard to understand. It's very simple. I've preached many parish missions, and they're church-going people. But I want to make sure that these church-going people know where they're going. Because oftentimes people go to church, and they have ritual, and they have rubrics, and they have all that. Let me talk to you about Nicodemus. He had all that. He was a Pharisee. He comes to Jesus at night because he didn't want to be seen. That could scandalize people. Nicodemus, this great Pharisee, this great religious person, prayed, went to the temple, had sacrifices. He knew well the religion, but he saw something in Jesus that he didn't understand. And he went to this carpenter at night, this Galilean prophet, and he asked him a very important question as he came to him. Actually, he didn't even have to ask the question. Jesus looked at him and said, Nicodemus, you need to be born again. Knocked his socks off. Nicodemus didn't understand what Jesus was saying, because how can you be born again? How can you enter your mother's womb a second time? And then Jesus talked about the Spirit, about a change of heart, about knowing God in a personal way. People say, how can you know that you're saved? How can you know the blessed assurance? Well, this is my own personal experience. Scripture talks about how the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God now. How does the Spirit bear witness with our spirit? Well, first of all, by the very presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was talking to Nicodemus about being born again, by having a relationship with the Holy Spirit, about God living in his heart. And that's what Jesus came to bring. He said, I've come that you may have life and life abundant. He said that in John 10:10. And when it comes to eternal life in John, eternal life is two things. It's quantitative, forever. That's why I have such enthusiasm about it, because salvation is forever. That's a long time. This is the beginning of forever. And I want to make sure that you have a forever. And then it's qualitative. Qualitative meaning it's a new quality of life that begins now. The word in the Greek is zoe, which means God's life, abundant, deep, peaceful, joyful, illuminative, enlightened, relational, and so much more. I wrote a couple of booklets that I would like to send to you for free. One is called Experience Rebirth, and the other is called Receive a Revolution. And those two booklets, we'll send them to you. Just call the number, write me at that address, or you can go to my website and you can download them. How can you know that you're saved? As I said, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So one of the great functions and ministries of the Holy Spirit is to comfort us. The Spirit is the comforter. There is no greater comfort than knowing the assurance that you belong to God. It is so good, a gift of inestimable value. I liken it this way. I remember I used to go fishing every once in a while. We'd throw out a line, and you're sitting there waiting. You know, there's the bob there. You're waiting and waiting. All of a sudden, the the bob moves, and you feel this tug on your fishing line. And there's a tug within. You can feel it, a bobbing, if you will. Maybe you're a mother, and you've had a pregnancy. And when your baby's in your womb, so they tell me, they can feel the baby kicking or moving. You know that there's another life in you. Same way with the spirit. It's not so much a kicking, but there's a movement, a leading of the spirit. It's supernatural. You know that you know that you know. One time this man was out flying a kite. The kite was up so high, it was up in the clouds. You couldn't see it. All of a sudden another man came and he said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm flying a kite. What does it look like I'm doing?" And he looked up the string and you couldn't see the kite. He goes, "How do you know there's a kite up there?" And he hands him the stick. And, you know, the wind was blowing. He was going like this. And he takes the stick back. He goes, "Did you feel that pull, that tug?" And the guy goes, "Yeah, of course I did. It's windy." He goes, "That's how I know there's a kite up there." And how do you know that the spirit's within you? Because there's a pull. There's a tug. One of the symbols of the spirit is a wind. There's fire. There's breath. There's life. Zoe life. Eternal life. And the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God now. Perhaps you're thinking, "Well, I'm not worthy of this. I've sinned. I haven't been good enough." Well, it's unconditional love. Remember the woman at the Samaritan well? Jesus is thirsty and he sits down and there's this woman there drawing water out of the well and he says, "Give me to drink." And she said, "You're a Jew. You're asking a Samaritan." They were at odds. And he said, "If you only knew who it was that's asking you for the water, you would have asked him for living water, and he would have given it to you." Now, this woman had been divorced 5 times, and the man that she was living with wasn't her husband. She's living in sin. And this is the woman that Jesus is offering living water to. My point is that nobody's worthy. All we have to do is receive. It's a free gift. It's eternal life. I'm going to help you with that. I wrote another booklet simply called Salvation. I want you to get that booklet. Again, go to my website, call the number, we'll send it to you free of charge. Talks about salvation, talks about what to do once you've received Jesus. Very, very important. It's a free gift and it's offered to all. Salvation's very, very important. Once Paul and Silas, the great apostles in the Acts of the Apostles, they're thrown into a Philippian jail for preaching the gospel. While they're in the jail, they're in the middle of the night, at midnight, and this is because of the Holy Spirit, they're singing, they're praising God. All the other prisoners are listening to this. Who is going to sing in prison? Well, Paul and Silas were different because they had been born again. They had salvation. They're singing and they're worshiping, and all of a sudden there was a great earthquake. The doors burst open, and the jailer was going to kill himself because he thought everybody escaped. And Paul said, "We're still here." And the jailer comes over and he asks Paul, "What do I got to do to be saved?" Obviously, you've got something here. He could even see it, this Gentile jailer. And you know what Paul's answer was? He said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." That's the answer that's given throughout the Bible. And what is faith? I talked about it in one of my other episodes. If you want to be the best person that you can be, you've got to be a believer in God. You receive salvation. You live a successful, significant life. You become a holy person. That's what it means to be the best that you can be. Well, what does it mean to be saved? What does it mean to have faith? Faith is an assent. It's a confidence, not only that God is, but that he loves us and that he wants us to have eternal life. You believe that for yourself. In the Catholic Church, we believe, we came to a common declaration of faith about justification with the Protestants, with the Lutherans. And what we said is that we are saved by faith. That's what brings us salvation. That's what brings us justification, our faith. But we talk about faith not just being an assent. We talk about a biblical faith. Remember what it says in the letter to James. "Show me your faith without your works, and I by my works will show you my faith." faith, if you really believe, is pregnant with deeds. By the way, that's how we're going to be judged. We are judged. The books were open, and everybody was judged by their deeds. Deeds display faith. If you really have faith, you will have the deeds to back it up. Deeds don't save you. Works don't save you. But what they do is they reveal your faith that does save you. Because faith has two sides to the coin, an assent, a confidence, and deeds. Two sides of one coin that is faith, biblical faith. I get a little vehement here because I know there's a lot of arguments on both ways, Catholics and Protestants. And I'm a minister that reaches out to both Catholics and Protestants, so I want to make sure you understand. Biblical faith, I've studied it, I've lived it, it's true. Faith is very important when it comes to salvation. And I want you to simply believe, but believe such that you pray, you read the scriptures, you go to church, you worship, you reach out to people, and you have a life rich in deeds. That's very important because one day you will be judged on your deeds, and your deeds will show whether or not you really had faith. Anybody can say, I believe, and anybody can say, Jesus is Lord. And by the way, when the scriptures talk about saying, when you confess that Jesus is Lord, you will have salvation, it's talking about that you share the gospel. Are you ashamed of the gospel? Well, that's not demonstrating faith. I decided long ago when I gave my life to Christ that I needed to get involved. Christianity is not a spectator sport. You don't just watch everybody else. It's your responsibility. The gospel was not spread by everybody else doing it. It was spread by people who had faith, and they gave their lives to Christ, and they lived a life of integrity and a sacrificial love. That is so important, folks. Pardon me for hitting you between the eyes with all this, but it's biblical faith, and I want you to have it. Let me move on really quickly. I wanted to tell you about Pope Francis, because some people don't think that the Catholic Church talks about salvation. And as a Catholic priest, I want you to know that, yes, we do. We are all about salvation, but a biblical salvation. Remember, we're saved, we're being saved, and we will be saved. And that's right from the Bible. And we talk about being saved by faith, a faith that is assent in deeds. That's biblical faith. I wanted to talk about Pope Francis, and he wrote a document, actually an apostolic exhortation, to young people and really to all people in the Catholic Church and to all people who will listen. And it was called Christ is Alive. And he talked about salvation. He said, look to the cross and let Jesus save you. Cling to Christ. Salvation and forgiveness can't be bought, but it can be received. Keep your eyes on the cross and let yourself be saved. Contemplate his blood and you will be cleansed and born again. Wow. So much for the Catholic Church not preaching salvation. I so love that. And he was preaching to young people. He wants our teenagers, our young people, to come to salvation. And of course, the adults to come to salvation. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, born again, and on the way to heaven. And as a Catholic priest and as a minister, I want that for you more than anything else. Yes, I want you to live with passion. I want you to be the best that you can be. That's the name of this series. I want you to develop a personal relationship with Jesus, and I want you to know that you're on the way to heaven. That's what it's all about. That is why I was ordained a priest 30 years ago, and that's why God opened for me the platform of television, because unfortunately it isn't being proclaimed like it can be and should be. Now, some of you haven't been going to church. You've fallen away. Others of you don't have a church tradition, but you want salvation. Others of you go to church and you're not sure if you're saved. Well, I'm going to invite you to dedicate yourself to the Lord now and pray with me. And I want you to know that salvation is a free gift. And again, I want to interest you in the free gifts that I want to give you. That booklet called Salvation, just wrote it. The booklet's about the Holy Spirit, experience, rebirth. Receive a revolution, go to my website, call that number, write me at that address. With all my heart, I want you to have that blessed assurance. Pray with me. Jesus, I believe you suffered and died on the cross for me. I believe that you are raised from the dead. I trust you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Change my life. I surrender my heart to you. I want to live with you forever in heaven. Amen. Amen. I'm believing that you received, that you're on the way to heaven. Somebody approaches you on the street with a tract. Hey, are you saved? You tell them, yes. I believe that Jesus died for me. He rose for me. I'm filled with the Spirit, and I'm on the way to heaven. Amen and hallelujah. Don't just live. Live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.